Are there things coming into your life that seem just too tough to handle? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to meet the testing and trials of life. It's exciting to stand in a canyon in the high country of Colorado and watch the tall, rugged pines in a windstorm. The wind whips down that canyon and these huge trees bend and sway, but they stand. Their roots hold. They weather the storm. I know people like that. They have weathered the storms of life and have come through them stronger for it. Why do these trials and troubles and tribulations come our way? Why does the Lord permit it? As usual, the Scriptures provide the answer. The Bible says, we glory in tribulations. Notice that. We glory in tribulations. Why? Because we mustn't lose sight of God's way of doing things. God is out to build a man or woman of God, strong, full of hope, able to endure. But a life like that does not come from growing up in a hothouse. Trees grown in a hothouse are perfectly healthy, but they are tall and spindly, with roots on the surface. But a tree grown in the wind puts its roots down. It has staying power. That's the word that the apostle uses when he describes what results in our lives when tribulations come. Patience, endurance, staying power. It is God's way of building Christian character. So Paul says we glory in tribulations, and that theme runs throughout the whole Bible. James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When troubles come, they strengthen our faith, and the experience produces confidence in God. Perfect confidence for the future. We must face the fact that God is not as much interested in our comfort as He is in our completeness. He wants to build the deep and beautiful qualities of the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. Pottery, before it goes into the kiln, has its colors muted. But when it goes through the fire, it's alive with color. So with our lives. We must face the stresses of life in the light of the cross and recognize that the hands that are molding the events of our lives are nail-scarred hands, scarred in the supreme demonstration of the love of God for you and me. We must also take special note of Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. God knows just how much good times and tough times we need for our good, and His great purpose for us is in the next verse, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. Now when we know that God is bringing things our way to build endurance, staying power, Christian character, hope, and conform us to the likeness of Christ, we can rejoice, we can glory in tribulation, and we must accept these things with joy and thanksgiving, rejoicing in the Lord always, and in everything giving thanks. Otherwise, the process is thwarted, and we won't receive the benefit that God is trying to bring our way. May God bless you as you face the tough times of life and grow in the likeness of Christ.